Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touched air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Thank you very much for being here for another members episode. You members are great. We greatly appreciate you being here. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't done so yet, go ahead and check out MerkMerch.com for all your Merkle Media apparel needs. We are talking about coming out with a hoodie for the fall collection. Let us know your thoughts. What do you want on a hoodie? What are some design ideas? And maybe we can make that happen for you. Also, go ahead and check out MerkleFilms.com for all your streaming needs. Our three documentaries are on there, the latest being Sasquatch and the Missing Man. I know you're going to love it if you haven't watched it yet. What are you waiting for? Go ahead and check it out today, MerkleFilms.com. All right, today we have Matt on the show, and Matt is somebody who has a very dramatic story, and it all stems from his encounter with fallen angels while engaging in black magic. So let's get to Matt and this wild experience right now. All right, today we got Matt on the show. Matt, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Tony?
Dude, I'm glad you're here. Your email came in and it piqued the interest. So I'm going to hand things over to you in a second here to run with this conversation. But just to kind of give people the 1,000-foot overview, you come from a Jewish background, and through a series of events, you wound up having a pretty radical encounter with what you called a fallen cherub, which is just wow. And from that kind of situation, it snowballed in a lot of things, including ET, or maybe let's just call it Alien, and Bigfoot. But also, what I found interesting is in the email, I'm trying to find it here, you said about these devils took possession of my phone, influenced electronics, and could shapeshift, and tried to offer me deals into groups, tried tricking me and killing me. And I was like, holy crap. So like that's like a loaded cannon, man. Cause like, I mean, if anybody has listened to me over the last 2 years, they know that I'm very bought into this idea that things from the other side offer deals, offer employment essentially for allegiance. And then you said to me in a text message yesterday, you said, I also have some saved messages from these entities via text message and Messenger/Instagram. I have no freaking idea what you're talking about, but I'm here for it. So I'm going to hand it over to you, man, and let you kind of run with this from the beginning. How did all this kind of snowball into what it became?
All right. So I grew up in Portland, Oregon. I recently just moved away from there. I grew up in a Christian and Jewish family. My mom has a longstanding Jewish tradition. She was a Christian too. My father was kind of anti-Jewish everything, but was a Christian. I come from a wealthy background. I grew up in private schools. I went to Jewish private school. I went to Catholic private school, and then another Christian private school. I went to a public high school in a nice neighborhood. So I had what looked on the outside a nice upbringing. I just, because of my relationship with my father, I drifted away from Christianity and really just kind of cleaved to Judaism, you know. Just to say the least, my father was a bad representative of what a Christian should be. Just really caught up in money. And my father was a big car dealer from the area. He sold a lot of cars back in the 80s and 90s. And so anyways, you know, we had everything we wanted growing up, material-wise. Kind of a broken emotional home. I drifted away from Christianity and just started really searching for spiritual information. You know, I studied every religion at one point, Buddhism, got into that new age spiritualism, studied a lot of Judaism, and at a kind of a dark point in my life, probably a little over 15 years ago, I had gotten into black magic. I at first didn't really believe it, you know, it was kind of like a joking thing. But I still had this like strange pull to it. And I at the time ran into a friend who was half Chinese and half Jewish. And he wasn't just like any, he was Cantonese. And, his mom, who's Chinese, and him, they both told me like, yeah, we're really related to the Lee family. And at the time, you know, I was like, well, you know, you look like Bruce Lee, you know, like a 20-year-old Bruce Lee. But anyways, I ran into him during kind of a dark time in my life. And he was kind of going through a dark time in his life too. And we both started really studying magic together and doing some rituals and just kind of exploring, even seeing if this is real. At various points during that time, I found out, yes, it is very, very real. I had, dropped some sigils in a person's shoes, you know, and saw the instant effects of that, from hallucinations to another person dying. a couple of days later from like an unrelated case. A drug overdose. So once I saw that, I really hit the pause button, just pumped the brakes. And I was just like, okay, this is really scaring me and I feel really bad about it. And so that kind of stopped, me doing anything with, black magic. And, so then, was kind of crawling out of that dark time, messing around with magic and just, got a corporate job. Just started turning into, just a corporate robot, just making that money, and, was studying Judaism, considered myself Jewish, Jesus. I didn't understand the whole thing. I had gotten into a magical practice study, within Judaism called Kabbalah. And, at the time I was just like, well, this is Jewish. It has to be, all right. And, so I would, attend Shabbat here and there, read my Tanakh, which is the Old Testament, and then, really pour into like texts like the Zohar, read a lot of Midrash, the Talmud, some stories out of the Talmud. And, basically I was just studying, what is magic, from a Jewish perspective? What are these entities? I did a lot of studying in the Shadim, which is, the Jewish word for like devil. And, I was just, really taking it easy, doing a lot of salmon fishing, working a corporate job, and then just, lightly studying Kabbalah and, doing everything Jewish. And, right after COVID started kicking off, I had found a new place to rent online. And, it was really weird. So I, found on Craigslist, a nice place to rent up in a nice area within Clackamas County. And when I went to the interview, I was like, oh, this lady's Chinese. she was a very nice landlord to me. And she instantly liked me and moved me right in, to one of her properties. She owned multiple different properties. And I noticed when I moved into this neighborhood, other owners of the neighbors were Chinese too. So I was just like, okay, all right, cool, And, so then COVID starts, kind of kicking off and, work, a lot of people leave work, we're under a lot of restraints, pressure is on, people, the conspiracy theories are flying wild and, I'm kind of scared, And it was literally the Halloween after. So during that time, I'm getting scared. I'm feeling pretty empty. Just Judaism as itself was leaving me empty spiritually. And at this point, I had studied almost every religion except Islam. And so I was just like, who am I to, I like to read and experience things before I make a judgment on it. And so I was just like, all right, I'm just going to go buy a Quran. I'm going to go buy a Quran and, just read it and see what's going on with it. And, almost immediately with the Quran, I noticed, just some strange things, with it, to say the least. For some reason, that inner void in me just felt pulled to it, just felt pulled to read it, I noticed that was very strange. And so, it was a little after the Halloween, about a week or two after Halloween, following when COVID first kicked off. Cause my birthday is, it's on the 29th of October. So I remember it was like a week or two after Halloween, when I first saw the entity. And so, I was, you know, drawing deeper into the Quran. And then another thing that started kicking off was, I had all these, like, you know, grimoires and all this other magical texts, books, occult books, you know, just collecting dust on the shelf. And as I'm reading this Quran and living in this Chinese lady's house, I started feeling, you know, the stress is kicking off from COVID. I started feeling a pull to use magic again. And so all that is kind of culminating. And, the first night I saw the entity, it was in the room across from me in the basement. It was standing in a open door. And, when I saw it, what I was looking at was, about a 5 foot tall owl with, shofar or ram style horns, kind of curly going up, and a big round face, like almost cartoonish with how big and round its face was. Very similar to like how a great gray owl is. And when I first saw the entity, I just could not get my eyes off its face. I just locked eyes with it and just stared at it, and was just kind of like in a state of shock. And my inner spirit was just telling me, like, this is a devil. Like, this is one of those Shadim, Matt. And then when I had that realization, I started going through, all the Hebrew names of God to banish it. And so, you know, I was letting out, like, you know, in El Shaddai's name be gone, in Elohim's name be gone, in Yod Heh Vav Heh's name be gone, and nothing was working. Absolutely nothing. And, at that point, I started getting scared, and, I had, the name Jesus Christ, you know, well up in my thoughts. And I was just like, in Jesus Christ's name be gone. And the second I said that, the thing disappeared. And, in that moment, I became a believer in Jesus. In that moment, it felt like I got the Holy Spirit, and all these connections just started, making sense, you know, of, you know, who the devil really is. Cause at the time I was just like, yeah, the devil, you know, he's probably just like, you know, the garbage man, you know, he's got a terrible job, you know, he does his job, you know, he just does what, you know. And so in that moment, I got the Holy Spirit, when I used the name Jesus, and, I was just like, oh man, it's a battle. He is trying to kill us. Like, he is trying to lie to us. Like, he is wretched, you know? And, so I think that when that entity first appeared to me, the Shadim, they call them devils. They're not demons. They're definitely above a demon, but, I think when it appeared to me, it wanted me to use all the Hebrew names of God and to find out they weren't working, and then have me be like, to bow down to it. And just by the grace of God, you know, I used Jesus Christ. And then I feel like that wasn't part of the plan, you know. And so, what transpired after that, the very next night, it was always at night.
So, before you go any further, I just want to get some clarification before you go into the next night. You were going through a lot of different things in life. And from what it sounds like, in a pretty short period of time, I mean, going from the black magic to, you know, studying the different religions, getting into Judaism, reading the Quran, and from reading the Quran, or in the period of time reading the Quran, you started feeling a pull towards magic. And then you kind of jumped into this experience with this entity. What did you start going back into doing magic? And how do you connect this first experience that launched everything off with your activity in your life?
Right. So, I forgot to bring it up. Also, right prior to the first, encounter with the entity, everyone in my personal life, from work to family, it just felt like someone hit a light switch, and they all just kind of started, like, to say the least, oppose me. Or, you know, I would say it felt like everyone in my life just, like, turned evil, you know, back then. But, it just, they were, these entities that felt like were doing their best to possess everyone around me in my life, from my mother, my father, my friends, my coworkers, to just do evil to me and to look down at me and kind of back me into a corner. So yeah, right before that first encounter, I was in my personal work life. I was literally being backed, walked straight into a corner, to well up, feelings of like, you know, woe is me and everyone's against me. And then at that same time, yeah, I felt the pull to like start using magic again, you know, just to protect myself. And, yeah, so that was definitely going on. I forgot to bring that up. So, okay. Yeah, it was just like someone hit a light switch and, everything in my life was just turning dark, you know?
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.